AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. An American company says it has accounted for all of its workers after a terror attack on a gas factory near Lyon, France. One man is dead, his head left on a gate at the entrance to the factory. Two other people injured, several people said to be under arrest. Our national security correspondent, Sagar Magani.
Pennsylvania-based Air Products says all its employees are accounted for, but it will not confirm whether any were injured or killed. The company says all workers were evacuated from the site, which is now secure. Air Products makes gases used by a wide range of industries and has more than 20,000 employees in 50 countries.
27 people, mainly tourists, have been killed in Tunisia after two gunmen opened fire near two hotels in a popular resort area called Sousse. It's about an hour and a half from Tunis. President Obama will deliver the eulogy this morning for the Reverend Clemente Pinckney, one of nine black church members of a South Carolina church shot dead last week in what authorities are investigating as a hate crime. Our Mark Smith is in Charleston.
In exasperation, the president said last week, once again he was having to give voice to the nation's pain and frustration after an incomprehensible shooting. And while he acknowledged this Congress won't act, he said eventually America must deal with its gun violence problem. On today's remarks, we're told Obama's been working closely with his writing team in hopes of setting the right tone.
Iraq is training F-16 pilots who will fly against the Islamic State group. Now it is confirming that the body of one of its pilots has been found at a crash site in Arizona after his plane went down on a training mission earlier this week. The pilot was an Iraqi brigadier general. This is AP Radio News. A horrific highway accident on I-75 in Tennessee. Chattanooga police say six people were killed in a nine-vehicle pileup yesterday. Holly Kukendall saw people laying on the roadway, and she saw a vehicle burst into flames.
People were laying out on the road. Help hadn't arrived. The Jeep or truck had caught on fire.
She talked to WTVC-TV.
No one there to help them. A guy jumped across trying to get over there, and I guess it was so hot, you know, he couldn't do anything.
Not clear yet what caused the accident. Safety regulators are investigating complaints that the power brake assist can fail on some Ford F-150 pickup trucks. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the investigation covers thousands of pickups from 2011 and 2012. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.